D-100, throw the alley-oop.
Wagwan, beautiful souls in this world, you are now tuning into season number two. Two times, I'ma say it again. Season number two with Coolie Baby Expresses Podcast. I need you to lock in and chime in on this new episode that God is about to reveal to you. Stay tuned and y'all be blessed.
Peace, love, light, wisdom, guidance, blessings, and discernment. Beautiful souls in this world, Kaya Dunno, we are not, okay, of this world. Big up yourself. Your host, Coolie Baby, is here. Medea, you done know the tinga already. And here we are on Coolie Baby Expresses Podcast, episode 2. Yes, yes, yes. We made it to episode 2. I'm always happy. Y'all know that. Y'all probably like, oh, here she go about to say she's so excited. Because I'm so excited. Like, God has placed a fire on the inside of me for this and everything else when it comes to my ministry. God's ministry. And everything else when it comes to anything in my life, my career, my finances, even my hobbies, you know, my family, you know, he just excites me. And this is like when you are tuned in to the goodness of God, when you're tuned in to his true character, my God, any little thing that God tells you, there's nothing small, okay? And to other people, if God tells you something or shows you a thing, to other people it might be small, but to you it's like, excuse me, small? This is huge, okay? So yes, I feel so overwhelmed with goodness, with peace, with joy. It's just amazing, and I'm just excited what God is continually doing, all right, with this podcast here. So bless up to everybody that is tuning in all over the world. I see you, I hear you, I love you, okay? And to everybody that's watching the visuals, okay, big up and bless up yourself. You're done with the tinga already. I'm excited to see you guys too, okay? So on this episode here, right, we're talking about something that's so kind of simple, but so meaningful, so important to know, so important to remember, so important to live your life, okay? Live your life according to this thing, this statement, this phrase, whatever you want to call it. This is so imperative for us in our lives, all right? And so today we're coming from, let's see where we're coming from today. Today we are coming from Proverbs chapter 16. So if you have your Bibles, feel free to read along with me. You guys know I'm in the King James Version, okay? Listen, I want to talk about these translations and stuff too, but that's a whole nother episode, I guess. Thank you, Lord. But before we jump in, oh, look at me. I was about to forget. Lord, forgive me. Let's jump into prayer. As you know, we always do. So those of you that are coming into agreement, let's open our hearts and our minds unto the Lord so that we can be joined together in prayer. Father, we just thank you right now for this coming together, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to meet yet again on this here platform that you provided for us, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing, and we just ask that whatever you speak, Lord, let it come from you and nothing else, no one else, Lord. Let it be none of me, Father, and all of you, Lord Jesus. Put me in the backseat and you take the wheel, Father. I just thank you for what you're doing, and I ask that you speak to your people, me included. Allow us to see everything that you are speaking to us and reveal your truth to us, Lord God, as we seek you and we seek your face on a daily basis. And Lord, I just thank you for this episode right here. And I believe, declare and decree that lives will be transformed, minds will be renewed in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, we love you, and we pray this in your name. It is so, and so shall it be. Amen. 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 So let's jump right on in, okay? So we're in chapter 16, verse 4. All right. And so it reads, "The Lord hath made all things for himself, yeah, even the wicked for the day of evil." My God. And I know that's like, okay, that's just one verse, Coolie. What? Can we read it again? Yes, let's read it again, shall we? "The Lord hath made all things for himself, yeah, even the wicked for the day of evil." So, as you can see, today's title is Whatever God Allows Is Ultimately For His Glory. Okay? It's ultimately for His glory. You know, a lot of times things transpire in our lives, and a lot of us sometimes almost even forget that Jesus said, listen, you living in this world, there's going to be things and trials and tribulations that you will come across, that will happen, that will transpire. So when you do come across these things, just take heart, because you already know that I went through all these things already, and I overcame Satan. I overcame the evil of this world, which means you did too. But many of us, and I know it's because we're in these carnal minds, we're in these carnal bodies, and it's just like sometimes we forget, and we're like, oh my gosh, I'm going through this thing, and we feel the emotion about it, and you know, it doesn't feel good. And so the first thing you can think of to do and to run to is, you know, the opposite of what Jesus said. Like, we don't remember that he said we need to take heart, you know. And in adversity, I think he used Paul to speak in adversity. He said in adversity, find joy in it, or something. I'm paraphrasing. Count it pure joy. That's what it is. Count it pure joy when you go through things, when you're coming up against adversity and all these things. Count it pure joy. Why? Because you already know that Jesus overtook the world. You already know that Jesus overcame and conquered the devil. That's why we know. That's why God calls us more than a conqueror. He didn't say, you are a conqueror. You, my children, are a conqueror. He didn't call us conquerors. He said, we're more than conquerors. It's something so mighty and so much more that he didn't even name it. He just said, you are more than the highest thing that we can comprehend is a conqueror. That a conqueror to us is like, wow, amazing, strong, right? But God called us more than that. He said, we're more than that. So if we're more than conquerors, and Jesus had already overtook and conquered Satan, this is why he told us to count it pure joy. Count it pure joy, because when the devil is facing you, when he's sending his minions and his entities and his demonic spirit and entities to you to try, remember, he can't do anything to you. He cannot harm you. Anything the enemy comes to try to do to you, guess what? He has to get the approval from God. He has to. Which brings us back to the scripture we just read. For God made all things for himself. He made all things for himself, even the wicked of the day of evil. So anything that the enemy think he wants to do, he has to try. He has to go get approval from God. He has to get the approval, the authority from God. And let me tell you how the devil don't have authority over you. Okay, you have authority over him. You have authority over the kingdom of darkness. You, me, us, we have this authority. Okay, so anything that the enemy tries to do, God has to approve. And that takes me to the book of Job. Okay, when Job was being tested, when the enemy was, you know, trying to really let him curse God and question God and not, you know, be the Job that he always been. This is why the enemy wanted to come after Job. You know why? Because Job was showing himself approval to God. And not only was God seeing him, but the enemy was also seeing that, oh, this Job, he's so perfect, huh? He's so this, huh? He loved God so much, huh? And the enemy wanted to take Job and let it show God that he's nobody. He's gonna curse you. He ain't perfect to you. He could curse you, right? And so he had to ask the approval of God, and God said, go ahead, but you cannot harm him. Do not touch as so a hair on his head. You cannot touch him. You cannot, don't kill him. You cannot kill him. Let me tell you how the enemy cannot take you out. You hear me? If you are a chosen vessel and a saved vessel of the Most High God, the enemy can do all he wants to do, but he cannot take you out. He cannot. Let's make that clear. The enemy cannot take you out. So everything that God transpires, everything that God allows and give authority to take place in the spiritual realm and in this realm. Remember, the spiritual realm is more real than this realm that we live in right here. This natural realm that we see, hear, feel, taste, all these. It's not real. In comparison to the spiritual realm, that's the real realm. That's the real realm. Remember, God is spirit, so that's in the realm that God resides in, which is why our temple is the home. Here in this carnal realm, our temple, our fleshly bodies, is the home for the Holy Spirit. All right. So, and I pray this is making sense. The Holy Spirit is on the roll today. Okay. So everything that God allows and give authority to take place here on this realm and in the spiritual realm, it is simply for His glory. All right. And it's bringing in my spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, of Romans 8:28. God has also a plan and purpose for your life. Okay, God is going to get the, even with His plan and purpose for your life, He gets the ultimate glory. You understand? He gets the ultimate glory, no matter what it is, whether it's in the spiritual realm with the spirits of darkness versus the spirit of light, whether it's in this natural realm with you going through losing a loved one, with you going through losing everything that you own material wise, losing a job, you battling illness or whatever the case is. It's all for God's glory. And if we live our lives remembering that, if we live our lives remembering that word, remember last episode 1, we were talking about God's word is bond. So whatever thus saith the Lord, that shall be. So whatever God speaks to you in your life, if He said that you're going to be abundant, then hello, it don't matter what your now looks like. It don't matter what your environment right now looks like. If God said that you will deliver a baby in X month or in X years, then God's word will come to pass. Okay? If God says that you will no longer be poor in the next 6 months, and right now you're looking around and you're like, Lord, this don't look nothing like I'm gonna be out of here in 6 months. It's not your job to figure out how. It's your job to believe in what God told you. Trust His word. Don't lose off of His word. Don't look back. Don't try to contemplate and manipulate His word because what looks like doesn't seem like what He said. No, your job is to trust the Most High God and count it pure joy. Even when you look around and you're seeing like, this don't even look like the promise you told me. Okay, look at the people of Israel. What took them, what was supposed to take them, 7 or 14 days, something like that. You know, comment if you're watching the visual, comment if you know what I'm talking about. What took them between either 7 or 14 days, what was supposed to take them that amount of time, took them 40 years. Why? Why? Because they did not hearken unto the voice of God. God was speaking through His vessels as well. Hallelujah. God was speaking through His vessels. And let me tell you how God will all, He, God utilize His vessel. He uses us, especially us that put ourselves in position to hearken unto Him, to hear His word. And He sees that we have a willing heart to share what He told us, to speak what He told us, to go out on the biggest stage, even if we're going to look foolish, even if people is going to sled our name through the mud, even if people are going to talk bad on us. He sees the heart that a lot of His children have, that we do not care about none of that. As long as God's word is getting out there to people, as long as people can receive God's word, as long as people can be saved by receiving His word and then receiving Him as their own, as long as God gets the glory, this is what matters to vessels like me. And I haven't always been this vessel, but let me tell you, just like the Bible pretty much says this too, I'm paraphrasing, when you know better, you do better. When you know better, you do better. There's so many of us right now in and out of the body of Christ that knows the better, but are deciding. We talked about choice, free will of choice last episode 1. A lot of us are utilizing our free will of choice to do the opposite of the better that we know to do. Let me repeat that. A lot of us are utilizing our free will of choice and we're choosing to do the complete opposite of the better that God had already showed us and revealed to us and delivered us from, that better that we now know to do, we're choosing to do the opposite. Why is that? Why do we move so carelessly, lawlessly, foolishly? Why are we like this, y'all? Why? So let me tell you, I was that way too. And it's only because I really opened my heart. You know that song, "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I wanna see you. I wanna see you." Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I wanna see you. Yeah. I wanna see you. Listen, it's when I allowed God to come into my heart and open, remove the veil off of my natural carnal eyes and remove the veil off of my spiritual eyes. It's only when I allowed him, I invited him in. God is a gentleman. He's not going to push past your door. Okay. God will come and knock. And if you say, "Listen, Mikiambara, come off my doorstep," he will literally turn around and do as you said. He will walk off your doorstep. He's not going to force his way into your heart. He's not going to force his way into your home. He's not going to force his way into nothing. He's waiting for us to invite him in. The Bible tells us he's knocking on the door. A lot of us are in church buildings and we're in the church and we're like, "Oh, God is in here," when God is literally not in there. He's actually trying to come in. And I mean that metaphorically. Like, there's people in the body of Christ, hence in churches, right, that's going to church and they're saying, "Oh, I praise you Lord, and their heart is far from him. And this is why Jesus said that so many people would not everybody that says, Lord, I serve you, God, oh hallelujah," not everybody that says that is of God. Not everybody that says of really cares of the heart of God, really cares of what he cares about. Not everybody does. And this is why the Bible also says that so many people will have the form of godliness. They will have the form of godliness. You will look at them and they're praising. They might cry and they might say, "Jesus, hallelujah." They might be fasting, "My God." And he says, so many people have the form of me, but deny my power thereof. So I want to share with you that everything that God transpires in our life, no matter if it feels good or not, remember, I didn't even recite it, Lord. Romans 8:28, "For all things work together." All things. Not some things, not maybe most things, not a little bit of things. All things will work together, and not for everybody. This is where a lot of people don't want to really dive into. God specifically say all things will work together for a specific set of people. He didn't say for everybody. Many of us wish he did, but he did not. All things work together for a specific set of people. And who are these specific set of people? All things work together for the good of those who of those who love God. Now, loving God is not just saying, "I love God." Everybody can say, "I love God." The enemy can disguise himself, wolf in sheep clothing, and say, "I love God." Guess what? He don't even know it, that he do love God, right? But he's just trying so hard to be God that he's missing the mark forever. You understand? But a lot of us could say, "I love God." That's not those that God is talking about. God is not talking about those that just using their lips and saying, "I love God." God's not talking about those. The those he's talking about is those that love God, is those that love his name, is those that love his works, is those that love what he does, is those that love his character, is those that love his exposure, his revelation, is those that love how he moves, is those that love how he moves on behalf of his people, is those that love the sovereignty of who he is, is those that love, yea, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Hallelujah. These are the people that love God. And these are those that God is talking about. For all things will work together for the good of those who love God. And, oh, yeah, there's an end. And for those who love God and are called according to his purpose and his glory. Everything that God does is ultimately for his glory at the end. So, an example for me, 7 months ago, my beloved mother, who all I knew all my life is her. She transitioned. She went to be with the Lord. And let me tell you how it was very suddenly. She wasn't sick. She was 56. She wasn't sick. She wasn't on her deathbed. Like, we didn't know, okay, at some point, mommy's going to go because, no. She was vibrant. She was lively. She was up. She was working. She was, and just suddenly. And you telling me that because of that, I'm going to sit here with knowing the better that I know, knowing that I didn't create me, I didn't create my mother, knowing that if I didn't create me or my mother, knowing that the one who did has an ultimate plan for whatever transpired, not saying it's not going to hurt. Oh, let me tell you how I'm still right now grieving. Let me tell you how even though I'm in ministry and even though I'm doing what thus says the Lord on my life, let me tell you how I'm so sad. Let me tell you how the pain still resides. But let me tell you how his peace, it surpasses even my own understanding, because I can sit here and do ministry with peace in my heart, even though I'm sad, even though I still can't comprehend how and why a beautiful woman of God, she was so strongly of God. Oh my gosh, she was one of those that loved God and was called. And I still can't comprehend that. How was she even called, Lord? Because she was so of you. But you telling me I'm going to sit here and be vexed and angry and live an angry, bitter life towards God and then towards his children? No. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. And what's one of the key words in there? For all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called and are called and are called and are called and are called. Are called. What does the Bible say? Many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. And that means God revealed to me that he calls everybody, but not everybody answers the call. So everybody can be chosen if they so choose. Everybody can be chosen if they so desire, open up their heart and run and chase after God. Chase after God the way you're chasing after a dollar bill. Chase after God the way you're chasing after relationships. Chase after God the way you're chasing after attention. Chase after God the way you... This is the chase that we need to be doing. So I'm not going to sit here and dwell in pity and dwell in sadness and all these things. I'm not going to dwell in it. Yeah, I'm going to feel it and let it transmute all up out of me and through me and receive. God is a reciprocation God. So when I give him my pain, the Bible says, lay your burdens down. Cast your cares on me. For my yoke is easy. My burden is light. And he's very a reciprocated God. So when I give him my pain, he's going to give me peace. He's going to give me peace. Giving you shall receive. When I give him my hurt, when I give him my grief, he's going to give me joy. He's going to give me happiness. My God. He's going to give me abundance. So let me tell you how everything transpires. And for me, right now, losing my mom was like the worst thing that could ever happen to me. At this time in my life, it is. You know, granted, of course, I can lose other people and that would be detrimental, you know, in addition, you know. But for where I was, that was the ultimate. That's like the ultimate. My mom is all I know. She was my mom and dad. Although I have a father and I love my dad and he loves me and we have a good relationship. But my mom, like, she was a single mother. She wasn't married. So she was mommy and daddy to me and my siblings that resided with her. You understand? So she's all we ever known. So it does hurt. And when you go through a trial like that, a tribulation like that, it's hard to be like, okay, I'm gonna just let that. But there's a way to go about it. God is not telling you to act like everything's okay. He wants you to literally feel everything. Feel everything and take it to Him. And then only then you can sit here and say, in all your trials and tribulation, count it pure joy. I'm not saying or reciting that because it's in the Bible. And I'm like, you know what? I'm a chosen vessel of God, so I have to say that word. But not, no, I'm saying that because I literally experienced it in an ultimate way that I would have never thought of. We all know we got to go one day. But I'm not sitting here contemplating the day my mom is going to leave me. Contemplating the day my dad's going to leave me. Contemplating the day I'm going to leave. You know what I'm saying? We don't do that. So when it happens, it catches by surprise. Sometimes. A lot of times. Especially nowadays. You know? So. But I'm not going to let that. It's so funny. I'm talking and I'm looking over here. And when my mom passed, so many people were supporting us and all of you guys, you know who you are. If you are one of those that was supporting us, bless up yourself. We pray for you. I pray for you every single day. Thank you so much for all that you've done and supported and shared comfort with us and all of these things. I love you guys so much. I was looking over here, a beautiful woman of God, actually she's a woman of God too, she blessed my siblings and I with a pillow with my mom's picture on it, and it says best mom ever, and it says I'll be watching over you. And I'm just looking at it and I know she is watching over me, and I know she's passed the torch down to me. And it hurts. You see this is what I mean. I didn't plan to come on here and cry. I didn't plan to come on here and be emotional or nothing, but this is what I mean. And I guess God needs to show you guys that it's real. I'm still grieving. I'm still like, how? I'm still in pain, y'all. I'm still in pain. But when you open your heart and allow God to literally pour into you, you will be able to count it pure joy. You will know what it means. My God, hallelujah. You would know what it means to count such a tragedy. To us, it's tragic. You would know what it means to count a tragedy, a devastation, a trial, a tribulation. You would know what it means to count it pure joy. And so I'm here today to tell you, remind you, if you already knew, maybe some of you needed a reminder. My God. I'm here today to tell you that whatever God allows, whatever God gives the approval, hallelujah, whatever God gives the okay to, glory be to your name, Jesus. Whatever God gives the authority to take place in the spiritual realm and in this natural realm, it is ultimately for His glory. You see me right now? You see me right now? I'm crying, right? But what did I say just a couple seconds ago? as I'm saying, as I'm telling you, that everything God allows is for His glory. What did I say in between each of those? And that's the Holy Spirit within me. I'm saying, hallelujah. I'm giving Him the highest praise. I'm saying, glory be to your name, Jesus. I'm giving Him the glory He deserves. I'm saying, oh my God. And that's what this is about. That's what this episode is on. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's the glory that God is saying I will receive at the end of it all. I will have it at the end of it all. You will see exactly who I am. Hallelujah. At the end of it all. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! So I challenge you today to just remember that everything God allows is ultimately for His glory, okay? Bless up yourself. You're done with the tinga already. This was an amazing episode already. Episode 3 will be releasing next week, Saturday at 6:45 a.m. Stay tuned in. Moving Monday, we dropping stuff. We're going live every single Monday. The link is here in the bio. Go to the website. I love you guys so much. Oh my goodness. Bless up yourself, and I will see you on episode 3.
Thanks for watching this episode of Coolie Baby Expresses Podcast. If you have not tapped in to Moving Mondays, tap in every Monday. Visual releases 5:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we live stream at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For Coolie Baby merch, music sessions, and more, go to the website www.cb17visions.com. We will see you on next week's episode on CBE Podcast. Be sure to join us every Saturday, 6:45 Eastern Standard Time. And remember, take the word to God for revelation.